From the KBIN newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Comple. Missouri lawmakers have approved the creation of a commission to review the University of Missouri System's policies and administrative structure. The measure approved in the House yesterday follows months of legislative criticism over how the university handled protests over what some students saw as indifference to racism at the Columbia campus. Columbia Republican Representative Caleb Rowden says lawmakers are trying to work with the system to enact change. The commission is expected to recommend changes for the system by the end of the year. The Republican House Speaker and the Senate Pro Tem will appoint members. The measure has received pushback from some Democrats who say their party should also be involved in appointing members. Personal care attendants in Missouri will not be getting a pay raise. The Nixon administration had sought to implement a pay hike agreed upon by home health care workers, but state lawmakers passed a bill blocking the pay hike, saying the legislature alone has the power to authorize pay raises. Governor Nixon vetoed the blocking bill, but today, that veto was overridden by the House. Democrat Janice Monticello of St. Louis County joined Republicans in supporting the override.
It could have been simple. The governor could have put this line item in the budget. It's a slippery slope when we start to pick and choose which rules we're going to follow and which rules we're not going to follow.
The Senate overrode Nixon's veto last month, so the rule change allowing the pay hike is dead for the year. Missouri lawmakers have approved the creation of a commission to review the University of Missouri System's policies and administrative structure. The measure approved in the House yesterday follows months of legislative criticism over how the university handled protests over what some students saw as indifference to racism at the Columbia campus. Columbia Republican Representative Caleb Rowden says lawmakers are trying to work with the system to enact change. The commission is expected to recommend changes for the system by the end of the year. The Republican House Speaker and the Senate Pro Tem will appoint members. The measure has received pushback from some Democrats who say their party should also be involved in appointing members. Personal care attendants in Missouri will not be getting a pay raise. The Nixon administration had sought to implement a pay hike agreed upon by home health care workers, but state lawmakers passed a bill blocking the pay hike, saying the legislature alone has the power to authorize pay raises. Governor Nixon vetoed the blocking bill, but today, that veto was overridden by the House. Democrat Janice Monticello of St. Louis County joined Republicans in supporting the override.
It could have been simple. The governor could have put this line item in the budget. It's a slippery slope when we start to pick and choose which rules we're going to follow and which rules we're not going to follow.
The Senate overrode Nixon's veto last month, so the rule change allowing the pay hike is dead for the year. I'm Nick Comple, KBIA News, Columbia.